guys, and welcome back to the Suddenly 20s podcast, season 3, episode 2. Today is a little bit of a different episode because we're actually here together in person. And it is the first time that we are, well, one, we're recording a little bit differently because we are in person, but two, we are trying out the Spotify video feature. So today we are encouraging you to find the time to watch this. Obviously, if you can only listen, do continue listening, but we will have some fun segments in this episode where we have the boys coming on and we're playing a little game where we have to answer things on a whiteboard. I forgot to say it at the intro, so I'm going to cut this out and put it at the intro. So hello guys from Future Steph. What we are doing today, I'm not sure if we said what we're doing, but we are going to be talking about love languages, and we're bringing the boys on to do like a quiz. We're doing the love languages quiz, but it's going to be done where we all have whiteboards and we have to write the answers down of what we think our partner is and what we are. And we're going to see who knows their partner best out of all of us and see if we know each other's love languages before we get the results. So I think it'll be really fun. But also, if you are someone who likes love languages or wants to learn a bit more, you can do the test with us as well. So we encourage you to watch along if you do have the opportunity to do so. Anyway, thought maybe we'd start with a little life update. Shana, do you want to give us an update on what's been going on?
I'm currently sick at the moment, lol, of course, when I come to Canberra. But so that's why I sound a bit congested. But my life update since the last episode, I obviously ran off to do an inspection at the end of the episode. So you would have heard that. So continuing to look at rental properties, which is so hard at the Gold Coast at the moment. Everyone up there would know. I feel like it's hard everywhere though. Like the market's just crazy, but we are, we do have the option to renew our lease. So if we don't find one or get one, it's not the end of the world, which we're very lucky for, because some people are in the position of like actually getting kicked out and needing to find a place. So, I mean, the reason why we want to move is just because of location mainly. It's good to fall back on the place we are now is really good. So but it's difficult, but just still doing inspections, a few applications, but yeah, that's where we're at.
You are struggling at the moment because you're here in person and they won't let you.
Yeah, because you have to, most of them you have to inspect before you put your application in. So which is always better if you inspect, because sometimes they look so different to the photos on, like they, properties look so much better on the real estate app, and then you get there and you're like, what the hell. So it's always good to inspect, but some let you apply, but then others, and the ones we are or do want to apply for, want us to inspect first. So it's hard because we're away for a week down here and we can't make the inspections, but we do have sisters up there, so that'll all work out. But yeah, it makes it a bit difficult.
Do you want to say like what kind of property you're looking for? Like what are your like non-negotiables and your negotiables?
Yeah. So our main thing is location. Like I said, so we want to move closer to the beach. Where we are now is like 15 minute drive, which is like so good, especially moving from Canberra. Like we're actually on the coast. So I feel like we shouldn't complain. Yeah. But it just does make that little bit of a difference when we want to go to the beach. Like the Gold Coast is so busy, so it's always a struggle parking. So ideally want to cut that out and be able to walk or ride. So location is the main thing. And also we find that we end up not going to the beach or doing what we want to do because we have to drive there and we're like, oh, it's going to take us 15 minutes, we won't make it, or we'll miss sunrise or we'll miss sunset. So we end up missing like those things. So that's why we want to move closer. So location is number one, and for that we end up sacrificing a lot because it's expensive being close to the beach. Sacrificing a lot for location. So looking at a more older style place, like you can still find ones that are like white, nice bathroom, but yeah, a lot of them are like super old, so we're like, nah, still gonna be kind of livable. So we do want like a nice place, but we're happy for it to be smaller for the location. Yeah, obviously I'm down Canberra now, and another update is we're here for two weddings.
Yes.
So this is Shay and I's first wedding. We've actually already had it. It was on the weekend and it was down the coast, which was stunning. Like, the location was amazing, right on the beach. You'll see photos on both our personal Instagrams, but that's...
And we'll post one. We'll post a joint
we have heaps of photos as well. Yeah, heaps of photos together. So you'll see some photos coming up. But yeah, first weddings. We have another one this weekend. Yes. Shay and I are just guests, but Steph's in both bridal parties.
Yes, I'm a bridesmaid for both of them. So it's been a hectic week. I did take the week off and I'm actually so grateful that I did, because I feel like these are the first times that I've been a bridesmaid as well. And like, oh my God, there's just like so much shit that you have to do when you're part of the bridal party.
Yeah, and I didn't even know that. So I'm like, holy crap. Do I want to be a bridesmaid? No, I'm kidding.
I know. I mean, I think there's like good and bad parts of, like, you know, if you ever like just don't make the cut, like I'd be kind of grateful in a way as well. I'd be like, oh, you know, it kind of sucks and it's sad, but also like you get to attend and go to the hens and be a part of that sort of stuff, but like not like you're not forking out the extra money
and money.
Like, we makeup started. Our makeup artists on Sunday arrived at 4:45 a.m. Like, it was ridiculous. I just was like, oh my God.
And this was more casual wedding. Yeah. Like, this wasn't, well, you have a black tie one on the weekend, but this was like a coastal, like, more casual vibe.
Yeah.
And that's how early, like, it started.
No, it was crazy. And we were just exhausted. It was a very, like, kind of big DIY wedding in a way.
Yeah.
So, like, the day before, they'd hired out the venue for Saturday as well. So we were there setting up. We spent a good number of hours untangling fucking
the
fairy
lights.
The
biggest part was the fairy lights.
Yeah.
They were just so tangled, and I reckon there was like 15 of us trying to untangle them. And then we put them up in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Once we figured out the strategy, if you are ever trying, untangle the whole thing first.
Yeah.
And then we literally wrapped it around something, and then you could kind of loop it over, but it wouldn't get knotted up.
Yeah.
So like, I'll try and show a photo or like a drawing or something. But like, that was the strategy. But once we, it took us a while to get there to that strategy, and it just kept turning into a ball. And then we'd get into another knot, and there were that many times I almost gave up.
Yeah, I actually was like not on the untangling part, so I can't really complain.
Oh my God.
I was just throwing it over.
Yeah. Because Katie and I, one of the other bridesmaids, tried doing it first, and like, you'd have to put it over a beam, and every single time we put it over a beam, it would get knotted again. And I just like, I was like so frustrated, but we managed to get there. And I think the fairy lights were what made it.
Definitely.
Like, it just looked stunning.
It was very, very beautiful. But yeah, we'll definitely do a full wedding episode, because obviously they're two of our close friends, so we definitely will try and get them on,
and
we
very can go polar into, opposite
episodes.
Different, so it'll be good to kind of hear, like, you know, their tips from it, and what their regrets are, maybe, or like whether
they
think saving money. So for instance, last weekend the flowers were fake, and I feel like, or maybe I should say they were like silk flowers, and like, you know, I think some people might have an opinion about that, but we were thinking and reflecting by the end of the night that the flowers held up so much better. They're also cheaper, but like, they last so much longer, and you can resell them at the end. So there's a whole bunch of, like, we might even do a few episodes, like one just reflecting on the whole wedding process start to finish. And we've got three people we might be able to bring on to talk about that. But then two, I think we should do like a wedding savings episode as well, like where to cut costs, what they think you should cut costs on, maybe what you don't give up.
We're definitely in wedding season, like, we're
in the new chapter of our lives.
We're in that chapter where so we have two this weekend, and then we have, or I have another two the beginning half of next year.
Weddings is not the definition of your 20s. I don't know what is, you know, and navigating it, like you could be single, you could be in a relationship, you could be engaged, you could be married, you could be a parent at any point of your friends' weddings. And I just feel like there's so many different ways one can experience a wedding, so many different roles you can be involved in, so many different styles of weddings that you can experience. Like, what do you wear? Like, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Our current phase.
Yes. Do you want to go first?
Okay. It's because it's like, what, the most recent? I don't even know what your current fave is. I mean, I don't know if I can see it, but I haven't read it if it's on the on our little note things.
Oh,
but
right.
I came up with I'll mine just then because I was actually quite unsure what my current fave was, but it makes total sense that it is. But it's like a hiring outfit company. And I feel like it's very common nowadays. It just makes it so much easier, especially if you want to wear something like nicer and more expensive that you're not paying hundreds of dollars, because I'm guilty of wearing something once. So if I paid for something like hundreds of dollars and not wore it, like wear it more than once, that hurts. So I'm like, I'd rather like still everything you kind of buy from a hiring company is like $100+. So you're like, oh, it's expensive. But then you look at the actual retail price and it's a few hundred. So you're obviously saving, but you, it just depends how many times you wear an outfit. And I'm guilty of just wearing it once.
Me too.
So the company I've hired twice from this company, it's a girl in Melbourne. She's called Hiring Outfit on Instagram. And yeah, she's really good. Like she'll send you, you'll just DM her and choose your dress. She'll tell you the price and then she sends it out pretty early so it gets there in time. It was here so early. Like I confirmed with her a few times because I was like, it's here. Like, are you sure it's for this date? Like it was here like almost a week early.
Yeah.
And so that was good because I guess you could try it on and stuff. But yeah, and then once you wear it, you send it back the next day. The only thing I will say, and it's got me twice, when you ask for, I'm not sure if different companies do it differently, but this is the only one that I've been like gone through. And when you message and ask for the price, right, you're expecting to be told total of what you're going to pay, right? So I think it was 120, the one I, it was 120. So I was like, okay.
Fuck, how much is it to buy it?
I have no idea.
That's fucked.
Yeah. I don't even know what brand it is, but, it was 120 and I should look up the brand and I probably should have done that first, but,
oh wow.
But it was
cute. That's what matters.
It was actually, I did actually go for another one first, but I thought it was going to be too cold. And then I was like, I messaged her and I swapped because I thought it was going to be too cold for it. So I just kind of, whatever was in the same budget, I just swapped it out. And anyway, so she told me it was 120, right? So I was like, how much? 120.
Fuck.
Sweet.
That's a lot.
And then the day before, I don't think you know this.
You haven't told me, no.
Well, it's just annoying. But I love it, but it's just annoying because I forgot. But it's probably in the TNCs, whatever, but the day before she's like, you have to pay for the express post bag back, which is $12. And then you have to pay for the dry cleaning, which wasn't included. It was just like the dress that was the price she told me.
Oh.
So then that was $25. So I just spent another almost $40, like after I wore it. Whereas when I asked for the price, I assumed that was the total. So I would keep an eye out on that because, you don't expect to pay $40. You think you've paid it all. So that's the one thing. It would definitely be in OT&Cs and maybe I just didn't read it. But, think you're like, oh, shit, 120, like that's a lot.
Yeah.
So, and you think that's everything included.
That is a lot.
Yeah. But then to pay the parcel back and the dry cleaning is 25. I haven't dry cleaned before, but I'm like,
that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. So it's funny because I'm like, this probably is my current fave, but I'm like full bagging
like
it.
Bitching it.
I also didn't wear the skirt because it was too big. So
yeah, true.
Yeah. So she pretty much just got a corset top for fucking $150.
$150. Yeah, literally. But, anyway, the actual like idea of
the concept
is like really good, especially when you're hiring like, I don't know, what are some brands like House of CB that are like $500 dresses and you're paying $100.
Yeah.
Because when are you ever really going to wear like a dress?
I always ruin clothes though. So like I'm just like,
scared to hire.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Do you have to pay the full price? Surely not.
Know there's like a cleaning fee, but if it's like unrepairable, there you pay the full price and you just keep it, I think.
that's kind of fucked if it's like still secondhand. Like, how many people have worn it beforehand?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but it's something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, fair enough.
Yeah. So the concept of it is my fave, but yeah, that's my tip, is to make sure, like, I don't know, ask for the
read
total
the
price.
Terms and conditions. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ask for the total price. Because, yeah, you're like, but yes. What's your current fave?
So my current fave, bit random, but it's actually the Fit On app. So it's what I've been using every day to do, like,
Fit On. I don't even think I know what it is.
So this is what it looks like.
This is Lulu in the background.
Oh, yeah. We've got Lulu actually featuring today. I think I might, depending on how the audio sounds here, I might try and start recording down here because I feel like I never really use this room. Use this room. There. So this is a Fit On app there. Anyway, it's pretty much what I use every day to do, like, my daily exercise. So it's
a fitness.
Yeah, it's a fitness app, and they have different challenges and stuff, but I actually just really like the quality of workouts that they have. Such a wide range of workouts. You can, like, record them, you can favorite them. Like, they have recommended programs or, like, challenges. I think I just said that, where, like, it'll be like 6 weeks of, I don't know, like, getting a six pack or some shit. Like, but it's more that I use it for stretches and Pilates. Like, they have just really, really good, like, stretching ones. Like, you can just see what I've favorited here is the shoulder stretch for 15 minutes, the evening hip stretch and meditation, quick neck stretch, lower back relief. Now, it sounds stupid, but, like, if you're someone who sits and works at a desk all day, these actually cure me. Like, it's fucked. I had such bad, like, kind of neck and shoulder pain for ages. And then I started doing these and I actually feel so much, like, better.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Is it free? Yeah.
I think it is free. I do have a paid version, but I don't think you need the paid version.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you do the paid version, I'm fairly sure it's just like, you become a part of, like, the community and you can post photos, and I accidentally paid.
Yeah.
I don't think I meant to pay. Or no, you can't get the challenges and programs where it recommends, like, do this on Monday, this on Wednesday, unless you pay. But you don't need that. Like, just do what you feel like you need, especially if you're doing, like, the Pilates and stretches. So I guess my current fave is using the Fit On app for someone who works at a desk all day. Yeah. And then come homes and like edits. What's actually wrong with me? All right, guys, we are up to the part in our episodes that we are now doing as part of our season 3 episode, like, structure, where we watch a, like, highly relatable TikTok. So this one was something that I think Shana found and thought it was super relatable, and also relatable to today's episode. Definitely. Which, as you heard at the beginning of today's episode, we are going to be talking about love languages and having the boys on who knows each other best kind of stuff. So we're going to watch the TikTok now.
And it's posted by Alex Basson, and it's a monthly couples check-in questions.
Oh, and head to our TikTok if you want to see it, because we do stitch each of these. So if you want to find Alex herself and see who posted it, you can.
You actually haven't seen it, so, like, that was your first.
Actually.
Oh, you have? Damn it.
Yeah, no, sorry. That has come up. Well,
this is too much right now.
Yeah, the fucking song just was, like, killing me. I don't know what it was, and I was like, fuck this. But also,
it made it so sad, but it was kind of, like, a positive, was, because they obviously are checking in.
Like, it's, it was, like, kind of romantic in a way.
Yeah.
But, I literally love that. Yeah. And when I watched it, I was like, I have to do this.
I know.
Like, I just feel like that is such a good idea.
And it's so easy.
I feel like the relationships that I've been in, if you've got a problem with me, bring it up when it's not when I raise a problem. Remember how I was saying that to you the other day? So usually I'm like, it's not that I don't want to hear what you have to say, but it's that, like, you're now raising something that's totally unrelated to what we're arguing about. And so I always say, like, I want you to just bring things up with me naturally, or, like, not when you're just heightened and trying to deflect blame on me when I've raised something I'm upset about.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah. No. So this will give Sam the opportunity to, like, express, like, how he feels if something's been missed, or if he didn't want to, like, bring it up in the moment.
That is such a good way to, when you're not heightened with emotions too, like we were talking about the other day as well. Like, it's just, like, it's such a good way to seriously check in with each other,
because you're both just like, at the end of the day and you're just chilling and yeah. just like, and yeah, there's no emotion, no one's angry, like, and you're just able to talk. And I feel like yeah. that's the best communication.
But yeah.
No, we love that. I think yeah. that is just so positive for a relationship.
Yeah. And it ties so well into like where we're going today, like, yeah. and what we are going to talk about, which I feel like is a good segue into us talking about love languages.
Pause intro to love languages.
Yeah. Pause. And now we're here. Okay, guys, so we are on to the exciting part of this episode. Even though I feel like our new episode structure is really cool, I hope you guys like it. But we are now going to talk about love languages. We're going to guess what we think our partner's love languages are and what we think our love languages are. And then we will get the boys to come on
yeah.
and guess the exact same thing. And then we're going to do the tests together, bit of a quiz style. Mm-hmm. So just getting started. The love languages, just so you guys know, there's 5 love languages, and to give credit to, long story short, it was a psychologist researcher person. I've read the book actually. Well, I didn't read it. I listened to the audiobook. So I've gone like deep into this area of relationships, you know, and I live by it. I genuinely love it.
It's like literally the main thing. Yeah. I am guilty of not doing enough for it, but it's like, it's the whole thing to do with your relationship.
Every single fight I have or good experience I have,
yeah.
if I think about it hard enough, comes yeah. back to love languages.
Everything comes back
every
to love
time.
Languages, yeah.
And like, I don't know, I just at least need to get this guy's name up. So it was by a guy called Gary Chapman. I don't really know what his background is, but he essentially did all this research on relationships and communication. And he realized that, I think his background was as a marriage counselor or something along those lines in terms of professional careers. And he'd realized that the most common issues came down to like the way that love is communicated. Mm-hmm. And the 5 love languages that he concluded that there were, or his theory was that there were 5 love languages or ways that individuals communicate love languages and receive yeah. love or feel loved. And those are, do you want to talk about them?
I guess we'll just name them, but it's acts of service, physical touch, receiving gifts, words of affirmation, and quality time.
Yeah.
So
I feel like I want to give just a tiny bit of background behind each, just because like whenever I do talk to people who don't have much, like who haven't really stepped into this area, I feel like this is almost like a cult in the same way that like astrology shit is, but yeah. I'm a part of it. It's psychology though, so it's backed on science, but anyway. Yeah. sorry. No hate to the star sign lovers, but I want to give a bit of background because whenever I do talk to people who don't know, they're like, one, they think it's all stupid, but two, they're like, oh, well, mine couldn't be receiving gifts because like I'm not materialistic. Mm. So I am going to start with receiving gifts because that's the most misunderstood one. Receiving gifts or giving gifts is not like, as a love language, it's not about being materialistic and wanting the nicest car or like the nicest handbag and for your partner to give you Dior earrings, right?
Yeah.
It's about you receiving gifts that your person that you love has thought of, like they've thought of you when they saw something, or they've picked yeah. like chocolate up because they know you've got your period, or like they've done small little things for you.
They've thought of you.
Yeah, yeah. It's literally like the whole thought that counts thing. Yeah, it's literally. That, and it doesn't matter its monetary value. It's more about how much thought and meaning and sentimentalness
yeah
is behind it.
Yeah.
And same in reverse with giving gifts as the way that you love. Like it's not about going and buying like the most expensive thing. It's about giving someone something that you thought of them. So if you do tend to like be like, oh, you know, I know Shana loves twirls, and you pick that up because you just see it and you're like, I know that she likes these, so I'm going to see her today. Yeah. So I'm just going to give it to her.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Exactly. I will say that that's even with Shay and I, like I feel like I definitely receive love more in that area than Shay does, because when I give him a gift, it's like out of that, like I'm thinking of you, like it's the small things, whatever, but he's like now thinking, I have to get her one. But that's not what it's about. So he obviously doesn't receive it the same way as I give it.
Yeah.
So,
That's exactly. The difference.
Yeah.
That's how you
know. It literally shows. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's – so do you reckon that would be your top one? Maybe we go through each and we say where we think it would sit with us.
Look, I don't think it – oh, it's up there. It is definitely up there. And it's just – the fact that it's like, oh, his the thought that counts. Like, that's like literally it. It's not, it's a $2 chocolate, like, but it's like, oh, like you thought of me. Or like, you thought that I had a bad day and you like got this and to make me feel like you actually, So it would be up there.
And definitely. I feel like that so perfectly taps, like receiving gifts or like the gifts as a love languages taps into the whole, I want you to buy me flowers, but I don't want to tell you that I want you to buy me flowers, because then you're not buying flowers because you want to buy me flowers. You're buying flowers because you want me to want you to buy me flowers.
Yeah.
Like that is literally the definition of that.
Exactly.
And it, I feel like that's why a lot of guys don't get it. And I'm not saying a lot of guys, because generalizing that as a gender thing, but mainly because like that must not be their love language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Because it's not hard to buy flowers.
Yeah. It's not.
It is like so not hard. But anyways, they obviously don't
see it like that.
Yeah, they don't give love like that. So they don't realize that it affects. That's like what we think of.
Exactly. Yeah, but, and I think moving on, words of
affirmation.
I'm just going to have to make like a reel of how many times I've like fucking stuttered today. What's wrong with me? I'm in a weird like... I'm like itchy and I feel like my hay fever is literally fucking with my cognitive functioning. So I'm slurring my words. Anyway, words of affirmation is the next love language. Now, I think this is pretty self-explanatory, but it's not always about being like, you got to think about it in a way where if you're the kind of person, for instance, who really always wanted your parents to say that they were proud of you, like that kind of taps into that. Like if you really found that it was meaningful when a parent or a teacher or someone expressed something that they think you did well, or you know, maybe you do want to be called beautiful or you want to receive compliments and stuff like that. It doesn't mean that you're vain and you need to always be told that you like look good. You know, it's more just like feeling like you have been told that someone is proud of you. I like the word proud because it's different from saying that you're beautiful. Yeah. Like it's the same thing, but it's not. And I think that opened my mind that it's not just about looks or compliments.
So would you say that's one of your top?
I actually reckon it would be in my bottom two.
Bottom two. Yeah. See, mine's funny because I am actually like keen to do the quiz because I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like I swear I'm all of them. Like I'm just annoying like that. It's whatever. Yeah. And I have heard a few people say it's like whatever I'm lacking at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's funny with words of affirmation because Shay is like a classic Aries that has no filter, and he is like to the extreme, like at the top end of the spectrum where he doesn't have a filter. So, and he has a different, it must be not his because he has a different perspective of it where he thinks that,
there's a lot of dust in this room.
Where he thinks that giving compliments is like fishing for compliment, like, oh, you just want to be like hyped up, but it's like, no. So he obviously, that makes me realize that that's not how he receives love.
Yeah.
Because,
or gives it.
Yeah. Because in saying that, he loves it when I'm like, oh my God, you did so good. Or like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, it's interesting. So I think, I mean, it's always nice when someone says that. And I think maybe I feel like it's more of a top one for me because I don't get it often from Shay. Because I don't know.
Like,
it's so hard to explain.
I feel like, so I think that sometimes you can want something that you don't have, but it's still not really your love language. Like my
true,
family,
it mustn't really be it because if he doesn't say anything, I really don't care.
If you didn't get it, you know, like I think that the whole thing with love languages is the reason this guy wrote them is because people who weren't getting what their love language was ended up in therapy.
Yeah. Okay.
And they ended up not being able to make it work.
Or my top.
we're like, Sam and I don't match, and we will get into that. But like with my ex, for instance, like his, sorry, I don't know what his love languages were, but mine was not words of affirmation, and neither was fucking his.
Yeah.
Like he was a bit like Shay. I mean, he was like worse because he was like, he was very mean. Not
Shay's mean.
No, but like he wasn't joking. He genuinely just fucking hated me.
Shay's like, a shit stirrer.
Yeah, Shay's just like got fucking trying to banter. Be funny.
Yeah,
it's like everyone has a love-hate relationship with Shay, even his girlfriend. But the thing is, like, I would kind of like when I'd see people talk nicely to each other, I was like, oh, like that's really nice. Like, it would be nice to get that, but like, it actually didn't break us up.
Yeah,
you know, like I didn't get what I believe my love language is, and that's what broke us up.
Yeah,
like I. And my family's not very like verbal, so they never really gave me compliments or anything.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. Like the way I view it is, I'm like, you could be lying. Like I've been promised so many broken things in my life by like significant others or like parents and stuff. Where I'm like, it. Even if you are nice, it means nothing to me.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I feel like it mustn't be my love language.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
Yeah. So next one, quality time.
This is 110% mine. Like, I think it's like 100%. Actually, no, it kind of balances with another one. Mm-hmm. But like quality time is literally about spending time with someone else where they're not distracted.
Yeah.
So like they're not sitting on their phone. They're not doing something else. Like mine is so intensely quality time that like if Sam and I are chatting and like he's cooking dinner or like doing something, I can't.
Yeah.
Like it's not, it doesn't count for me. I'm like, I need... I always was the kind of friend who, and I feel like maybe this is why you and me bonded so well, because you did actually give me this, like, mm-hmm. where you'd kind of go out and, like, you'd not go out, you'd hang out, but you didn't have to do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you kind of just do a face mask, have a glass of wine, or I was also the person who loved a good drive, listening to music mm-hmm. late at night with friends in my teen years. Like, to me, that's quality time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm going to be all of them, so.
Next one is acts of service. Do you have anything to say about that?
Well, I guess it's just when someone, like, does something for you. And yeah. I reckon that's Shay's. That is Shay's.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's not, again, then about, like, being selfish and wanting people, like, to slave yeah. over you. It's about someone, like, me seeing that Shana's similar stressed. Yeah.
But it's like the action. Yeah.
Doing something because you know that that person is stressed or had a bad day. And thinking of them and wanting to do that to like, because you love them, not just because, you know, like for instance, if Sam like does something that's on his chore list, I'm like,
that's not. Or like does something that you hate doing. Like I find that maybe this is our love language, but I find that Shay is very like, he does the things that I hate, but it just works. And I do the thing that's even as simple as like taking the bin out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's doing like, I hate doing that, but he will do it. And vice versa. So
yeah,
I think that's a big one for both of us.
Me too. I like, that means so much to me.
Yeah.
And then the next one and the last one is physical touch. Again, this does not mean that you are horny and you want to fuck 24/7. It is not about that. Like it, and I think a lot of this ties to the attachment that you had with your parents too. By the way, I've got a psychology degree, so I feel like that's why I'm so obsessed with this. Like, it's just so applicable.
What's and makes saying so much is sense. Actually, like, coming from somewhere.
It's coming from somewhere. Like, I'm tying in things I've learned in my degree. I never learned this, though. Mm-hmm. Although I did do a course on relationship psychology. That was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
We still didn't learn this, though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You read the book, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Like I actually loved it. And I listened to like, they have a book out on parenting. Like it's actually relevant. It's not just an intimate relationship thing. So I think it touches into like how your friendships are, how your parent relationships are, how your work relationships are and like all that kind of stuff. But physical touch isn't just sex. It's like, if you're just someone who loves a good kiss, hello, goodbye, holding hands, just likes to kind of, you know, like, that just made me feel so strangely uncomfortable.
That's obviously not sex.
Like someone cries and I'm like, I can support you verbally, but not like, I just, I'm like,
I know that's your bottom one.
Yeah. That I shit you not will come up as 0%.
And then Sam's will be like
100
second or yeah it'll be at top
like
two.
98%. And I'm like, ooh, okay.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see like what we say we do to make it.
Yeah.
Because of the, like,
okay, let's run them off quickly. What do you reckon yours are? Just guess yours in order.
I did this like maybe a year ago, and I'm pretty sure it was acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, receiving. Oh, fuck. See, I swear they're all equal. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, because physical touch isn't the bottom for me. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know what. Oh, fuck. I'm just going to say one.
But think about your parents as well, not just you and Shay. Like, if your parents didn't give you gifts, like, you know what I mean? Like, think about it in terms of, like, friendships as well. Just think about it more broadly than just Shay. Because that's why
and it's what like, I receive, not what I'm giving.
Both.
Oh, so I feel like it's different. If it, if I'm going to do, like, the average out, I feel like acts of service, then words of affirmation. I don't know if that's because, like, long distance for everything has been such a big thing in my life. So,
and that was
like,
the only one you could have, really.
Yeah. And then quality time. Receiving gifts, physical touch. Yeah.
Okay. Can you write that
down?
But
it's weird because you touch me, that's not weird. I'm like, that's normal.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to like fucking want to vomit every time you do it. I'm just
actually
fucking weird.
You know what it is? It's going to be like for yours, it'll be like 0% is your bottom, but my bottom will be like still 25% or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Where mine, mine's a little bit more dramatic. So while you write down what you think, I think mine goes quality time, then acts of service is the large ones. Then receiving/giving gifts is there. Then words of affirmation and physical touch are pretty low for me. But I mean, maybe that won't come up in the test. I don't know. Yeah, we're going to guess what the boys are and then we're going to bring them on pretty much right after this.
Are you going to write yours down? Or is your phone dead?
No. Why would you assume
Why
that,
would
Shana?
You assume that? Steph's phone is always dead when we need it.
Every time we FaceTime, my phone dies.
What the fuck is happening? My phone's typing for itself.
Okay, so while you're writing that down, I'm going to guess what sounds are. I think his, I don't know which order, but I think words of affirmation and physical touch are at the top. Love that for me. Then I feel like acts of service, quality time, then receiving gifts. Like, I don't think he could give a fuck about gifts, really. Okay. Although he does, like, it doesn't mean you don't appreciate them. Like, that's the thing, is it's not like the bottom one's the bottom. Like, it could literally be, like, all very close.
And that's mine.
Yeah, where mine's, like, pretty drastic, I think. Like, words of affirmation, like, I feel uncomfortable when someone gives me a, like, a compliment, because I'm just like, why are you saying that?
Yeah.
Like, I just feel,
I get what
like,
you mean.
A bit weird. And it's not because I can't take compliments. It's not that. It's more that I'm just like, I just am like, to me, like, that's not how I receive love. And I'm like, I feel like you want to give me compliments because you love me, but like,
it's
I would rather you just like hang out with me. You don't need to tell me that you like me. If you hang out with me, I know you like me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where if you, yeah.
So Shays, I reckon acts of service, quality time, physical touch, words of affirmation, receiving gifts.
And hello, everybody. This is editing Stephanie. We decided to split this episode into two because we're already almost at 40 minutes. So stay tuned next week on Wednesday. We will be posting the boys version. It's hilarious. It's funny. It's very visual. So make sure that you listen to it when you can watch it on Spotify and use that new feature. Anyway, thank you guys so much. And we're recording today on toxic friendships. So we do have an exciting most loved episode coming for you very soon. Bye.